Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting right now? Well, as we come together this evening, many of you already know, and I'm going to move to the side where you can see Merlin has decided to sleep in my set right now. So Sri made him a green screen chair, and this is it. You see it? I'm going to be explaining this to you this evening. The moment that we are at, that razor's edge where we are in the experience, in the rich divine presence of dark light now, right now. And this is a huge week. This is a huge moment. And my heart is just blessed that tonight I'm sharing it with a very special co-host, Paula Vale. There is so much to be sharing with you. So let's dive in. I'm excited, and I know you are too. First and foremost, let's bring our hands to our heart. And let's just take in a deep cleansing breath going in through our nose. Nice deep Ave, Sah. Yeah, and that smile. Because whenever we exhale with a smile, we send a signal to the universe that we get it. That one simple act of closing every conscious breath with a smile illuminates your life. And it's illuminating this moment right now. And I want to reach out to all of you that are tuning in at all the affiliates worldwide. Thank you for being here. A big shout out to all of you over at YouTube, both over at Official Sri and Kira. Hey guys, I love you so much. And over at Oneness Talk Radio, you guys are the best. And of course, we are at bbsradio.com. And you can call in over at 517-208-1500. Right before I got on the air, that call board was near capacity. So get in there. 517-208-1500. And the 800 number, still have some lines open over there. 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And go ahead and write that number down, because if you call and it's busy, it means all the lines are full. But hold on to that number, because as soon as we say hello and goodbye to someone, that's your chance to get into the queue. The one thing this community models every single week, and I have the honor of witnessing show after show after show, is the miracle capacity that we call together. Together we are better. And humanity has reached a together we are better moment. This particular week, this right now moment, humanity has arrived at the only way I can describe this is the razor's edge. And it reminded me as I was moving through since Sunday, since this, again, I'm going to move to the side here and you can see the graphic, and this is the vision that I had. And that's not even all of it. I'm going to show you the full vision in just a moment and what it all means. And that when this came in, what was so profound was that it was overlapping with the August up level that tonight, right now, this night, is going to be the final moment in August as we move into that September energy of dark or light, game on. As we move through tonight, we are all literally basking in the energy of the moon this moon energy that's around us right now. We are going into the final dip of our ascended creation with conscious awareness and the ability to right now in this moment, and we'll timestamp this into the show whenever you would see it. Right now, this moment, say yes to who you really are. To say, you know what? What am I holding on to? Why? What am I doing? You know, it's not like every day is getting better in density, but I know that within me, the moment I say yes to me, there I am. There are the miracles. There is the law of instantaneous manifestation. That is when you know you are living in this fifth dimensional portal. And this fifth dimensional portal that we just culminated last night, right? We were doing 12 weeks of living in the fifth dimension. And so as more and more of us are consciously saying yes to our soul, the compassion, right? What holds you in the fifth dimension? Loving yourself even more. Loving yourself even more. Even more. And then holding that compassion as your armor, it ignites your ascended heart, which is what? It's the foundation of your ascended chakra system. This is how we hold open. This is the yoga of self-ascension. This is what I have lived with every breath of my life for the past 18 years. That is the moment we are in right now. It is that moment. And what's so beautiful about this moment is that it's rich in experience. It's fabulous in texture. And there's no escaping it. It's one of those things where even if you're afraid of it, doesn't matter. It's still going to show up and just you get to deal with your fear, right? So it's really great because no matter what, you're going to go through this. So that's kind of funny. What's fabulous is that you have the opportunity to be absolutely conscious of it right now. Why not pretend? Get on this magic carpet ride with Paula and I tonight and give yourself the gift of saying, you know what? Wow, is the view great from here? You know, it doesn't mean that you don't see the fire. What it does mean is that because you see the fire and because you do not let it consume you, you are able to do something about it. But you will never be able to put out the fire if it consumes you. And that is where we're at, right there, right now. So I want to screen share with all of you guys because I really want you to see the full vision. And before I show you this, I want to go all the way back to the first opening of the lineage holders. Those of you that were with us during the first opening of the lineage holders, which is when this timeline slide began, right? When we called that in and started working at it, I want you to gaze at the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening right now with all of these multidimensional overlays on it. Because I would invite you to pay attention. Is the starburst in the ascension consciousness coming towards you or are you going into it? What do you see first? Where are you drawn? Pay attention. And let me see, I'm going to make it just a little bigger, I hope. And as I'm making it a little bigger, really go into it for a moment because the moment at hand is saying, look, let your soul lead and let your mind go. This is all tying together into this moment right now. And I'm bringing you basically on a quick recap because it all comes together this week. We are all called as we are in this beautiful ocean of creation together in real time right now. Right now. How fun is that? This wasn't an accident. And so as you see density consciousness there, you notice how there's the double. This is right at the bottom there at the beginning of the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. Remember, we're all born into density consciousness. But you see the double rings around there? What's happened is you see the wings. The density consciousness is basically a vessel. It's a receptor of everything. It is the full expression of the all. And so when we arrive into our ascended consciousness, we're able to see the blessing of that without letting it consume us, without letting it go after our emotions, without letting it stop us from ascending because we're too involved in what we think is reality. And then you see that big circle right there. Well, you lift up. You see how that portal comes up through density consciousness? At some point, you have that aha moment. And then you move through the isms. And activism is actually the most dangerous level on the planet. And you see that it's the biggest spiral, right? It's the biggest loop. It captures the greatest amount of beings because it calls forward the illumination or the ascended understanding of instead of me, which is density consciousness, it became us. Oh, but it's versus them. And that's the activism. Activism is a beautiful gift because it is a moment of arising. And back in 2004, Sri and I first published that we were rising in spiritual activism and what would happen by 2015. And then we put out the chart, everything that would happen from 2015 through 2021, and every single thing has come forward. And the only reason that I'm sharing that is because we are all participating in this. We have an opportunity right now to come forward out of our activism, out of the illusion of competition, out of the remnant of what's left of the ego, and actually hold out a hand and say, hey, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And we are together better. The universe is saying, stop talking and start walking. Everyone's been called. That's why Oneness Talk Radio was birthed. All voices deserve to be heard and need to be heard. There is room for everyone when our heart is guiding and when the soul is leading. So from that lineage holder's opening where I was showing you the pyramid of spiritual awakening with the overlays, we then went, and I want to show you here, to an incredible, which did I share? I think I shared the wrong one. Hold on, guys. Forgive me. I'm going to stop the share. Sorry about that. Give me 1 second. Forgive me. Here it is. Okay. There came forward an ensoulment. And as I was really gazing at this week, when all of this information was coming in about the dark light and that it was this game on energy and that this birthed on Sunday, this actually really began on Sunday, I accidentally, you know how that works, right? Was called back to this ensoulment. So I'd like you to bring your hands to your heart, maybe close your eyes. And I just want to share it with you because when I reconnected with it earlier, I knew it was for this moment. And this is from the divine directors. You have now arrived at the borderlands, the vast valley between the perception of sanity and the freedom of illumination. There is a divine recognition that arises from within as you enter the borderlands of perception and awareness simultaneously. It is the recognition that you have fully anchored into the ninth dimensional frequencies that assist to release further the ties to density that seek to stall your fully empowered state of presence. That piece of the belief systems, the ego, the identity, for it has no name. The presence that arises and radiates through steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust. These three aspects of the journey each call forward three other aspects of each other as they open a framework of support that exists as a bridge and a lifeline to the parallels. This framework is the experience of the oneness through the illuminated presence of the allness. And I want you to breathe that in, the illuminated presence of the allness, because that's what's happening on the planet right now. The allness has illuminated. And that's why you're seeing things that you have never seen before. This is why you're freaking out. This is why you are being invited to say, look, stop pretending you're not who you are. Stop playing small. Get up here. I've opened the door to this amazing banquet of the Ascended Masters, and there's your seat right there. Come sit and let's get on with this. That's the moment we're at. Not peeking into the room going, wow, look who's in here. Walking into the room and taking your seat at the table. It's your time. It's your time. And yet everything in the planet is going to go out of its way to stop you right now because we are right there. So I'm going to show that to you. And then I'm going to bring in my amazing co-host because this is a moment to pay attention to. So here we are. This is the full vision that I was given of this moment. This is in the center of that zero point of the core of creation from when we opened up. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to go back 1 second. And let me just, for those of you that are going, what are you talking about? Let me quick show you that. So here we are. Lion's Gate, This is what happened on August 8th when the WWA global community came together. We ignited the portal of the discus of Vishnu right in the center. You're staring at the zero point of creation. That is inside the eternal Taurus energy that is sustained by steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust. Hence why I was so blown away when I was called back to read you that ensoulment. So right there, that's the spinning portal. That's what's been happening. That's what's been happening on the planet. That was what they showed me a few weeks ago. Then we arrived here on Sunday when we ignited this dark light game on moment. This, my angels, is September, and we're already here. And the gift of this energy is right here in the center. You see, if you go right into the center where the two pyramids are basically balancing on top of each other, the pyramid that's pointing upward, the lower pyramid, you see those spirals. If you go straight down from the point on the second spiral in, you see what looks like a larger, let's call it a planet, and then lots of little ones right next to it. That is the timeline experience. That is the multiple dimensional slides. But all of those slides keep you on a lateral basis right now in this quote unquote reality. This is the co-created moment. And all of the resources of the universe have come into this time alignment right now, because the greatest moment of growth, expansion, illumination is before us. And all we need to do is just remember and say yes to ourselves. And so you see that there is these downward facing pyramids. Well, those are the openings to the greater pyramid, which is the pyramid that we're in. If you look up and you see that beautiful flower of life, that creation star seed, that right there inside this beautiful downward facing triangle, that is the illuminating presence, the scepter, the open chalice. And at the top of the open chalice, they were showing me, and I have, this is one part of four parts that I was shown. They, starting right here, what they were showing me was that this illumination is being sustained starting at the 11th. This is the 11th dimension right here. This is encompassing the fourth at the very bottom up through right here, the ninth. And what's happening is that that energy is being made available in a way it has never been made available before. And because of the support that's coming in from our cosmic brethren, and because that's going to get even more incredible over the next year, that energy is what is holding open and sustaining that tipping point. So the tipping point is right here. It's the two pyramids together. That tipping point right now is why tonight's conversation is so important. It's why this week is so important. We cannot, I don't enjoy using the word cannot, so I want to step backwards. So we are at, right, we have this pyramid, we have that pyramid. We are all literally like this. So it's here and it's holding, but it's fragile. And this week, I have witnessed more people lose the battle with holding on to their spirituality than I have seen all year. And that's what this week was also about. This is the week when you are going to flourish and fly and create and bring forward like you have never done before, or you're going to go revisit the darkest dark. And either way, it's okay. It's how you walk through it that matters. It's what you choose that matters. Because remember, August is a choice month. And whether you know it or not, you have been choosing all month. And this is a moment when the universe is saying, we want you to really have a greater awareness of what you're really choosing. And so September is going to show it all. It is dark or light, game on. And it came in early and it started 2 days ago. Sri and I talked about this on Sri and Care Live on Sunday. Go back and watch the show if you didn't see it. And tonight is the last time in August where we get to swim in that illuminated ocean of multidimensional creation. So what do you want your life to look like? What are you ready to embody? This is the fifth dimensional seed of creation. It is our cosmic brethren. You see that protection we have around us? They've given us the buffer zone, but they can only hold it open so long without us being consciously aware. And that's why so many are being woken up so fast. That's why we're moving into levels of consciousness we've never experienced before. That's why we are able to do what I am doing right now, living in multiple dimensions in one moment, consciously aware of what's happening in everyone. And being able to call that into your presence so that all that is guiding you and illuminating you is the divine flow of inspiration that is always appropriate for the moment. And to let go of any need to control or think that it could ever be any different, and to trust steadfast commitment, focused awareness, complete trust. Breathe that in. And as you do, you're starting to understand the magic of my co-host. Just really breathe that in. This is such a beautiful person. Someone that I was so excited when she knew in her heart that the Oneness Talk Radio family was where her show belongs, that her voice was being gifted with the opportunity to be heard, that her presence of optimism, of believability in the future without romanticizing the outcome, the ability to be right here, right now, is a rare treat. And there are very few people that embody it. And more than that, there are very few people that take the active steps to say yes and keep moving forward. And I'm just in love with tonight's co-host. I'm so excited she's here for this very special moment. Just love how that worked out. And I'd love if we would please welcome Paula Vale to Soul Mirrors. So Paula, welcome to the show. We are so excited to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. And I am so excited to be with you. And oh my gosh, I am your yes and trust girl. You have that in me. That is ingrained in me. Oh, beautiful message from you, honey.
Oh, well, you know, I'm enjoying that when we say yes, right? And I always say that's the secret code, right? The secret code is yes. And when we do that, that the miracles come so fast and so quickly, we don't have time to count them. We let go of just even calling them miracles because it just becomes our life. And that's what I call the law of instantaneous manifestation. And I know that you live in that experience. And so for those of you that are having the blessing of meeting you for the first time, I mean, how did this come to be? How is Paula? Tell us the story.
Oh my gosh. Well, just the how is Paula is a story. Mm-hmm. I was a premature baby, 2 pounds, not supposed to survive the night. And I did. And that put something in me that has been with me my whole life. I was meant to be here. I'm going to trust. I'm going to be a positive energy in the world. That was a big part of my whole life, and it is and it will be forever. Mm. And gratitude. A day doesn't go by that I don't find gratitude. And, you know, every morning I say thank you for something I'm grateful for. Because we can, you know, our mind can go in all these different directions. Our ego can jump in and say, well, I don't have this yet and I want that. But when you say yes to what I want and yes to what I may not even know is coming to me and just trust, oh my gosh, doors can open to manifestation that you've never dreamed of.
I want to jump in because that, I always enjoy that, because what that always shares for me when I hear that which we have never dreamed of means that we've allowed our mind to expand. We've allowed our dreams to expand. You know, we are the self-limiting device within. And when we say yes, when we have that trust, when we move forward with, as you know, steadfast commitment, focused awareness, complete trust, we are so delighted. And that is such a blessing to say yes to that, because oftentimes, share with me, and I'm sure you've run into this and worked with people around this, but oftentimes we are in the most of our dreams are coming true. Everything's happening and we get to the tip right there And we do what? Self-sabotage. I feel like I need to put in the big buzzer, right? Yes. You know, the
arm. Do I deserve it?
Right, yeah. Right, yes. Right. So let's talk about that.
Yes, because that can, you know, that can be a wall that we literally can put up. It can be doubt. Do I deserve it? It can be lack of loving ourselves, you know, because that is so key, as you mentioned earlier. But loving ourselves and yes, I deserve it, it can change from this direction to where you're going in this direction. It really can. It will turn it around.
Well, I'm loving that you're sharing that. And of course, for those of you that have taken Navigating the Inner Matrix, you just mentioned one of the life scripts, right? Because the life scripts are what will come up. And that's what's so powerful about this week. This is why what I call the yoga, well, but I don't call it, but what we're blessed to be with is the yoga of self-ascension. And in the yoga of self-ascension, the gift is that there is this moment of conscious awakening to your ascended presence while carrying a body of form that invites a sense of non-judgment. And this is also when we know we've hit that seventh dimensional experience, that in this moment right now, let's look at density, right? It's throwing everything it can. It wants you to judge. It wants you angry. It wants you upset. It wants you in the isms, right? It wants you to pit one against the other. And then we begin rationalizing, well, just because my us has better language, that's okay. And what's happened is that this is that dark light, in many ways, heart, mind. We are very much, you know, we're starting to see words and you're in the United States, right? You're starting to see words like love being said by politicians and words like hate and anger being said by others. And so this is, and that's what this is showing here. This is filtering down into density, but it's not going to be able to sustain forever unless we all pull our consciousness into our living presence. So how is that experiencing for you? As I share all that with you, how are you moving through that moment and experiencing all of this?
Yeah. Well, you know, because it really is, it is so true right now. It's like we are in a river that is just rough waves hitting the rocks. I mean, we have so much. But how I work through that personally is I believe that I know that I'm connected to source, to totality. Mm-hmm. And I realize that those waves and those rocks and those things that hurt me or might make me angry or confused, they're not me. I'm part of consciousness. I'm part of totality. I'm not my physical vehicle. And just knowing that and resting in saying, I'm going to rest in the warm flow of consciousness, that beautiful river that we're all a part of. I'm going to let the waves go. I'll do what I can with any situation, but then I let it go and I'm going to continue on in that beautiful manifestation river. That's how I've always looked at it.
Well, I feel like I'm in there flowing with you right now. And you know, it's just that beautiful, it's a dance, right? It's really a dance. And you know, as we navigate these moments of rough waters, what's always beautiful is when we know we're not on the boat alone. And that's, you know, that's the other gift, is that for as much, and this, you know, remember my loves, this would not be happening had we not been successful bringing balance. Remember that in order to adhere to the law of non-interference, it isn't about affecting what's happening in density. All voices deserve to be heard. What it's about is offering the balance, because the balance of the energy has gone out of balance. And that's a conscious co-creation as well, because so many people have just given up through what I've been calling spiritual fatigue. It's just easier not to do it, right? It's easier to go with that which pulls you back. And yet, and Paula, let's talk about this. What I always have found so beautifully delight-filled is that once you jump on the other side, you wonder what took you so long, and it actually gets a whole lot easier.
Right? Yes.
Right? Yes. I mean, let's talk about that, right? So let's talk about that.
It's once you make that choice, okay, I'm jumping to the other side. I'm in that positive flow. I'm not alone. I'm with the masters, the angels, you know, totality, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, okay, I don't want to go back.
Right. No, and it becomes the habit, right?
Yes.
Because let's, you know, I was sharing with someone this morning that how many people have, I mean, I have interfaced with so many beings, and what's so beautiful is I'm very blessed that the ones I interface with see it immediately once it's clear, but how many beings are addicted to their doubt? There's a payoff to the doubt. They're addicted to the fear. They're addicted to the adrenaline of, and right now you, come on, we all know you don't have to be doing active engagement in the media to know we are at a moment where humanity is actively shifting, and you chose to be here right now. You would not be here if you were not already a master, and you certainly would not be connected with this show or this network. And so you are here now because you probably kicked somebody out of line to make sure you would be here. Because this is one of those kahuna moments. This is in the gift of the expansion of the divine presence that we each are and are aspects of. In this moment, this is a conscious, this is a quantum leap in consciousness moment. And that's why that 2020 and 2021 overlap came in. And we were granted this 2-year window to get the balance. That's how this support came in. We are being blessed. And this is why the greatest gift we can give each other is to be the best we can be. Because if you want to be of service, live your life the best that you can be. Your higher vision of yourself is reality the minute you say yes to it.
Yes.
If you're seeing it, that's it. That's it. Yes. Why would you deny it? And so until you can say yes to the total package, you're constantly one step forward, two steps back, one step forward, two steps back. And then we become addicted to that because God forbid you wake up and you are responsible because you remember all. Here's the irony, my loves. Of course you are. You're responsible because you're seeing it from the broader view, and you become that angelic presence that can hold the all, and through your presence, ignite others to do the same.
Yes.
From there, right action happens. You just do it because it's the right thing to do. Paula, have you been experiencing this at all?
Yes, yes. And that is so powerful. You know, your statement about just your presence and what you do, just with the choices we make and the presence and where we are vibrationally, it does. It makes a difference for those around us. It makes a difference for the world.
Yes.
That's why there need be no doubt. Let the doubt go and just say yes and accept. And you're not only going to be in a high vibration yourself, you're going to raise vibration around you. That's what I believe.
Well, and that's what I know is true. As do I. And that's the blessing of that experience. And I want to address, look, guys, what Paula and I are sharing right now, I want you to remember one thing. We're not saying that you're not ever going to get triggered again. We're not saying that it's always going to be tulips and roses. Far from it. What we are inviting you to remember is that if you can see the addiction when it arises, prepare for it. This is why something as simple as the sticky notes practice, right? Those of you that are familiar with the practice I give, just do something. When you are in your optimum experience of you, that's the moment where you become the shepherd of you, where you can arise up into your seventh dimensional you and go, okay, when that moment happens, what would you need to see in front of you? What would you need to read? What would you need to have? What would be the touchstone you would need? You know, for those of you that have been to Tosa Blue Mountain, there's a reason Sri and I live literally in a temple. There isn't a wall that doesn't have something that will bring you back to your divine nature. You cannot not be in your divine nature. Hence, it's easier to very quickly move back. How have you created your temple? And begin with this temple, the beautiful form of you. Are you taking care of your temple? Start there, because your temple will tell you when you're not. Pain, anger, disruption, discomfort. That's your body saying, hey, over here. It's also meaning you're carrying a lot of fear, because that's how the body processes your fear. It doesn't know what to do with that energy. It's a discordant energy. So the body's trying to do, it's like, okay, you've got all this fear. Maybe we should put it over here as a tumor. Maybe we should put it over here as this or that, right? Maybe we should expel it through your skin, you know, get it out of you. Maybe we should put stones in your kidneys. Pay attention. Pay attention. And notice that the third dimension wants you angry. Because when your energy field is carrying the energy of anger, the fourth dimension, which is ego-based and will offer you a sense of great grandiosity in your spiritual accomplishment, feeds off of your ego. And so many, 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 many beings who are teachers and excellent teachers are fourth dimensional experiences. And that's wonderful, because there's a teacher for everyone. Yes. And then we wake up even further and go, wait a minute, there's more. We're at the more moment collectively in a way we've never been before. And that's why people like Paula and myself and many others are gazing at you and saying, are you ready to expand a little bit more? Are you ready to open your mind really fully? Are you ready to say yes to your heart in a way you never have before? Because as Einstein was the one who said it, right? You're never going to solve problems at the levels of consciousness that created them. This experience right now, the reason that all the timelines have come together, and remember, you can right there see where I put all the multiple timelines that we're in this density. The reason that we've brought them all together is because this is a critical moment. This one does affect the others. This one is one of those massive moments. And so of course you wanted to be here. I mean, you wanted your invite to the biggest party the universe has thrown in a very long time. So welcome to it. Now, what do you want to do with it? And so, Paula, if someone came to you and said, okay, Paula, I want to do this. I want to do what you're doing. Tell me how to do it. How do I do it? What would you say? How would they begin?
I would say to begin with looking inside themselves. And loving themselves and envision what they are beyond their physical body, beyond the one person that they are, and envision themselves above their body, outside their body, and feel, my hands are vibrating, my Reiki's activated, and feel the energy of totality.
Yeah.
And, you know, the angels and our guides, and give themselves some time to just practice feeling that and saying, yes, I am more than just me, just this physical vehicle. That's what I call it. Our body is just our physical vehicle. And we're going down the highway of this life, and we'll have other vehicles go down the highway. But just begin with that once a day or every morning, and feel how big, how loved, how expanded they are. So expansion, I believe, is a key word that I would use.
Well, I love that word. And you know, Paula, let's expand this conversation. We have so many people waiting to talk to us. Okay. So let's invite in some of these beautiful callers. And I'm going to jump right over. Let me remind you guys, 888-627-6008, BBS. We're going to get right over to you in a moment. I'm going to jump over here to Oneness Talk Radio. And we've got a very full call board. We're going to begin over here, it looks like, in Fort Collins, Colorado. Namaste, Fort Collins, Colorado. Love Fort Collins. Welcome.
Colorado.
Can you hear us, Fort Collins? Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold, sweetheart, and I'm going to go over to BBS Radio, and we're going to say hi to Cheryl from Orangeville, Canada, a first-time caller into the show. Namaste, Cheryl. Welcome to the show.
Namaste, Kira and Paula.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, Kira, that I've been following the Living in the Fifth Dimension series, and I think that it is phenomenal. And, you know, I think I have I've lifted a fair bit, but I've noticed that during my Avesa breath practice that I'm choking up. So I thought that I would ask for a mini soul reading, please.
Sweetheart, I want to confirm one thing, because mm-hmm. when you were sharing choking up, yes. I'm seeing two things happening. I'm seeing tears, and I'm also seeing your throat get stuck. And I want you to confirm for me, is that what you're experiencing?
Not the tears, but I do a lot of coughing, and I get a lot of congestion in my throat. I don't do tears very well.
I know. And forgive me, but that's why, you know, this isn't how I normally begin, but Angel, you're choking up. You will keep choking until you let those tears flow. And here's what they're wanting you to hear, that every time you are doing the Ave Sa breath, let go of the mind even more. Angel, you are a strong, powerful person. Your energy field is like, huh, I am here. I mean, you are phenomenal. And I see it. And yet, there's this beautiful, how do I describe this? It's like a crystalline barrier that you're not even aware is there, because it's like mirroring. So it's like one of those, you would hit it and go, wait a minute, this, what do you mean this is solid? You're in this self-imposed, reflected experience. And what they're saying is that this is keeping you safe. And it's also stopping you from expanding. And that as soon as you remember that you are safe with you, and as I say this, I'm feeling a lot of pressure right here, right above the chest plate, a lot of pressure right here. And so if you can see me, what I'm doing with my fingers, I want you to just really come right here and just really, wow. And what they're sharing with me is that it's like, as your hands are being held like this, it's like I'm feeling you lifting. It's like, right here, I'm feeling these like energies that are pulling you, and you're breathing, and it's like all that no longer serves you is dropping, and you're looking down at it because you finally have given yourself the gift of lifting into a higher state of being. And I'm seeing you smile for the first time in a long time. I mean, really smile. And it's a smile of so much beauty and so much depth. And Archangel Haniel is gazing at you and saying, I will hold you as the tears flow, and you do not need to know whence they come, but I am here to remind you that you are ready, and all you need to do is let the flow begin. So I want you to breathe that in and really relax that. And as you receive that, and as you let that come in, I'm just going to invite Paula, if she would like to share anything with you, and just really stay in the zone, my angel.
Yes, yes. I would say the same thing. Just stay in the zone and relax and breathe.
And really breathe. When Paula said, breathe, honey, I could feel you holding your breath again. Really, there it is. Deep, deep, beautiful breath.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We love you, Cheryl. Thank you for calling in, honey.
Big hugs.
Thank you.
Mwah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetheart. Namaste. All right. I'm going to go back over to the Oneness Talk radio call board. And this time we're going to go to Cleveland, Ohio. Namaste, Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Welcome, Angel. Namaste. How can we serve you?
I can really deeply relate to everything you've been saying. Simultaneously had a very deep and profound revelation of my purpose and my work in this world, while also feeling like the 3D world is trying to drag me down. And today I feel was a day of like definitely of choice, because most of the day was spent angry at everything in my life and seeing all the ways that I have not been living congruently with who I really am. And now I'm in the place where I'm just like trying to come back to faith that things can change, because I really don't like anything in my life right now. And yet I have this like deep purpose that's so important that I'm still continuing to move forward on no matter what.
Good girl. I'm so proud of you.
Clarity.
Yeah. So Angel, I got you. We're here. So the first thing I want to invite you to do is to begin relaxing into the celebration that you got on the air tonight. You know, that's a miracle. All right. All these people waiting and you're here, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is that in that miracle, you are already opening up the doors for others that are listening right now. You are a profound master. And I want you to remember one thing. When we arrive at the moment, when we are right there, Archangel Zadkiel always calls it our re-up moment. When we're really there, when we declare it and say, this is it. I know it. I'm clear. I'm doing it. Yes, right? The universe will throw it at you and say, are you sure? And then they'll throw it at you again and go, are you sure? And then one of the greatest gifts that I have received more than once is that we are loved so much that we are kept on a need to know basis every step of the way, which means that you are constantly, always on your journey, going to be having more of these are you sure experiences. However, they will be shorter. They will be of much less intensity. And you will get to the point where they no longer will affect you in any way, because you'll be transmuting them in real time. You, my love, are a precious flower that is just opening. And it's a beautiful dawn. And there was a little rain. And sometimes it's a little too much rain, but you know what? It gave you the opportunity to really get clear. It washed off all the dirt as you came up out of that ground. And so now you are being faced with the blessing of you. And in this moment, right now, what they're saying is the anger was there for you to remember to love you through it, for you to remember that you did nothing wrong, for you to remember that the next time it comes in, you need to love you even more. The anger simply means that you're frustrated. There is a violation of a boundary. So when that boundary of density flares, because anger can only be in the third dimension and into the little bits of the fourth. And so when that flares, reach out your arms. This is what we were talking about in the beginning of the show. Reach out your arms. You are the angelic presence. Put them around the you that was angry. You were doing the best you could, given the level of consciousness in that moment. And then thank yourself for bringing you to this moment of mastery presence. You get to do this because you are doing everything as it needs to unfold for this moment right now. You are on track and you are a torchbearer. And I'm just so glad you're on the planet. I love you so much. I want you to just really breathe that in and really receive that. You are not alone and you are moving through this, as are we all. Breathe in. There you are. And I'm going to invite Paula to share with you if she would like.
Yes. I just would like to say thank you, honey, for joining us and being the beautiful angelic presence that you are. And you, like all of us, we are not alone sitting in a room. Yeah. Know that we are surrounded by archangels and more. We are not alone, and you're not alone, honey, the beautiful being essence that you are. And you're moving forward.
It's indeed. Beautiful. Well, we love you. Thank you, my love. Many, many blessings.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. We love you.
We love you too.
Oh, namaste. Wow. Well, aren't we like blessed with the most amazing community on the planet here tonight? Is this incredible or what? I know. I agree. So let's say we have time. We're going to run over the call board. I'm going to go back over to Oneness Talk Radio again. And we are going to go to a unknown wireless caller. I always love those. It's a mystery caller. Unknown wireless caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, wow. I didn't know I was unknown. I have a number. It's really strange. I guess they didn't want me to be known and you noticed me, I guess.
Well, I guess it's just meant to be.
Meant to be.
Yes, I keep getting on whenever I try. So, hi, Kira. I'm looking forward to seeing you in New York. I hope this happens because I really like to do the, I think we're doing the lineage shoulders when you come in.
Yes, we will be. Yeah, how beautiful.
Could I get a mini soul ring and see where I'm at right now?
Sure. And thank you for asking, my love. And I want to invite you to just really relax. And what's so beautiful is that as I'm connecting with you, I am really, my heart is so big around this greater sense of peace that's coming into your body right now, more than I've seen in a while. It's like a resolution that there is this moment that's coming in before you right now where you're like, you know, maybe this is just going to work out. Maybe this is just going to be okay. You know, this is good. And it's the, and that energy is permeating you in a way that it's different and it's refreshing, meaning that you're being invited to have a little more fun with it too. It's like they're saying, if you want to have fun, then the fun is really getting ready to begin and that it's in front. Yeah. And that it's right in front of you. And so I love that we're bringing this energy of fun in, and I'm going to pass it over to Paula. Would you like to share anything, Paula?
Oh, I just want to say, let the fun begin, honey. Let the fun begin.
Right on. And so, my love, we love you. And I look forward to being in New York with you as well. And many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, how beautiful. Well, you know, we have just a couple minutes. Let's try to sneak somebody else in, all right? You want to try? Let's do it. But then I want to make sure everybody knows how to find you and learn more about your show. But let's sneak in a caller because I think these people are just so amazing. Let's go over to Sedona, Arizona. Hey, Sedona, Arizona. Welcome.
Hi, Kira. It's Brian. I love you.
I love you, honey. Welcome. What a treat to be with you.
So I'm, you know, I've been on the path for so long, and I've been bringing in so much light where my bones feel like they're going to break, I feel presence, but I'm still having a challenge with the ego, the alter ego, not letting go of control and resistance, and I would like to have your eyes to tell me or a message of what I need to know in this moment.
Well, you know, first of all, sweetheart, I am in heaven that you are our culminating caller today and that what you're asking is something everybody's asking right now. And so thank you for being so profoundly available, because your availability is really one of the beautiful gifts around you. So here's what I want you to feel right now. They're saying that it is time for you to remember that you love you. And that what's going on inside of you right now is a split that's been there for a while. And that this split that is happening inside of you is one that is, it's not that your ego's in control. It's that you're not trusting you. And so, honey, I'm looking at you right now, or at least I think I am. Everything changed here and I'm not sure why, but at least in my heart, I'm gazing at you. And what I'm sharing with you is this right now. In this moment, I want you to feel this. Maybe close your eyes, really feel this. And they're saying one hand on your third chakra, one hand on your heart chakra. I trust myself. And to send a message to your third chakra, I have this. And the me that seeks to stop that can relax now. I am here and I've got this. All you need to do is trust you more. And you're going to have to practice it. And pay attention to it. and love yourself through it. And Paula, I'm going to invite you to jump in.
Yes. Hi, Brian. Oh, you are in my favorite place on the planet. I love Sedona. What I would recommend is to, on a daily basis, just get out of your own way, sit, trust yourself, know that you are love, allow yourself to love yourself, and to just say yes every day. Yes, I will allow my manifestation. I will allow.
And Paula, I'm going to have to cut you off because we are out of time.
Yes.
And
okay.
Brian, I know you got that. And I know
Brian.
You got it all. We love you, honey. We also had a lot more communication in the ethers. Pick it up later. I know you will. I love you.
I love you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Big hugs. A big bell rock hug.
Exactly. Bell rock hug. I love it.
Bell rock hug.
And we love you. And Paula, tell everybody quickly about your show. Literally, I think we've got 5 seconds. Go.
Okay. Elevating Your Life with Paula Vale. And it is on patreon.com/PaulaVale. Amazing guest. I love it.
And watch it. We are out of time. We love you. She's also
on Everyone
Stop Radio. We love you. Thank you for supporting Soul Mirrors Radio. Thank you for being here on this planet right now. And remember, you are a master. You've got this. I love you. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.